If your family earns an income of $40,000 to $50,000 a year, the temporary tax surcharge would cost you just over $2 a week. Half of Oregon's wage earners would pay even less than this based on their lower income. I hope what I'm about to tell you doesn't shock you, dear listener, but $2 a week isn't a bad price for keeping a full contingent of cops on our streets, keeping kids in school for 9 full months, and preventing the sick and poor and elderly from losing essential services. Come on, most of us accumulate $2 in loose change in the course of a week. $2 a week is also less than most of us pay to go to the movies. It's slightly more than a gallon of gas that we could, without difficulty, conserve. $2. A lot of Oregonians could save that much and more by dropping a couple of premium channels from their TV cable service. By the way, how many movie channels do we really need when our kids are being assigned out-of-date books in school? In the 80s, when another recession blew a hole in the state's revenue collections, a Republican governor named Vic Atiyah worked with a different legislature to pass an almost identical temporary tax. Vital services were spared the meat cleaver, and this just in, businesses did not fail, wage earners were not impoverished, and the sky did not fall. You wouldn't know that to read what opponents of the surcharge have written in the voter's pamphlet that just arrived in your mailbox. Perry Atkinson of Medford, the outgoing state Republican chairman, wrote this, quote, "You cannot further the brotherhood of man by encouraging class hatred." Mercy. I had no idea how much damage a request for $2 a week would do to our social fabric. Class warfare seems an odd thing for arch-conservatives to bemoan. The last time I looked, they are the only ones waging it, as they steal from the poor to give to the rich. Finally, there's the Libertarian Party argument in the voter's manual. It states that if you vote no, you'll, quote, keep more money in your pocket to help you and your family get through the recession. The Libertarian platform seems to be loose change in every pocket, but not a pittance for our cops or our schools. It's your choice, dear listener. This is Les O'Coin.